KTRC. If you want to buy or sell real estate and need a good partner to help you through the process, then call me, Ray Post, at 989-8900. That's 989-8900. Or you can email me at rpost@atreradio.com. That's rpost@atreradio.com, and I'll answer all of your real estate questions.
Hi, Scott Simpkins with Quick Lane Tire and Auto Center. I'm here to tell you about our $10 plus tire sale. Purchase a set of four tires and get your choice of these services for only $10 each. Oil changes, front end alignments, wiper blades, brake inspections, battery and charging system inspections, just $10 each. And you can even combine the offers. Tires start at only $159.95, and that's for a set of four, not just one. Plus, we're doing our part to help our community with the Chalmers Capital Cares Program. Each time you have service work performed at our Quick Lane Tire and Auto Centers, we'll make a donation to your choice of the charities we support. Our goal is to give $100,000 in 2011. Visit Quick Lane Tire and Auto Center for $10 plus tires today at one of our two locations, in the Santa Fe Auto Park or at 991 West Alameda, and help us make a difference in our community with Chalmers Capital Cares. We're open late. Tire size 175/60/13, conventional oil up to 5 quarts. Come see us for complete details.
Join us today beginning at noon for a remote broadcast of all things real estate from Renati's Restaurant on Route 50, just minutes from downtown Pecos. Take I-25 north to exit 299. Join show host Ray Post at a Glorieta Community Open House with his Sotheby's International Realty colleague, Ron Lando Brown, as well as Steve Reiman of Fidelity National Title. We'll have guest panelists, free food and arts and crafts sale, music, and a historian speaking about the Battle of Glorieta. And you'll also be able to visit two very special buildings for sale in this beautiful park-like setting. For information, call 795-6174. That's 795-6174. And join us at Renati's Restaurant on Route 50 at exit 299 off of North I-25 this Sunday at noon for all things real estate. Talk 1260 KTRC. It's time to get answers to all of your real estate questions. Talk 1260 KTRC presents All Things Real Estate, New Mexico's foremost live listener interactive real estate radio show. Now, here's your host, Associate Broker with Sotheby's International Realty, Ray Post.
Hello out there, and welcome to a very special remote broadcast of All Things Real Estate, the best place for real estate news and commentary. This is Ray Post, Associate Broker with Sotheby's International Realty, and I invite all of you to join us at this Glorieta Community Open House located at Renati's Restaurant on Route 50 at exit 299 off of Interstate 25 North. And when you get here, you'll be able to tour some booths featuring artwork, enjoy some terrific music, grab some free food, and also take a look at two very special buildings for sale in this beautiful park-like setting. So come on over to Renati's Restaurant on Route 50 in Glorieta off of I-25 North at exit 299. And co-hosting the show with me today are Sotheby's Associate Broker Ron Lando Brown, who is the organizer of this Glorieta Community Open House, as well as, I think, my very good friend Steve Reiman. I'm just kidding, of course. Of Fidelity National Title. Great to have both of you guys co-hosting the show with me today.
Thank you. Thanks, Steve. Thanks, Ray, for coming out. It's been a great day. The weather forecast was a little shaky in the beginning. The weather is looking perfect, though. We've got a great crowd, and we're opening up additional parking as we speak.
Well, that's good news, Ron. And, Steve, we like to do these remote broadcasts together. This is a great opportunity for people to really learn a lot about Glorieta.
Come on down to Glorieta. This is going to be a fun day of lots of fun people, all smiling, having a good time, vendors for sale, properties to look at. This is a good Sunday.
As always, great summary from Mr. Steve Reiman. And in a few minutes, Ron, Steve, and I are going to talk about a variety of issues, including the features of the two buildings for sale here in Glorieta. But before we get going with that, I invite you to go to our website and see all of the businesses who are fans of All Things Real Estate and offer an array of very useful services. Simply go to allthingsrealestateradio.com. Again, that's allthingsrealestateradio.com. So with Gino Thompson, my producer, back at the KTRC studio, and Sarah House, very good last name considering we're doing real estate, my very able and professional technician here at Renati's Restaurant on Route 50 in Glorieta, I want to kick things off by getting some state-of-the-market commentary from Andrew Hoffman, advisor to All Things Real Estate. Now, Andrew, you're double-dipping today. Not only are you going to be giving commentary But you are one of the artists who are offering things for people to buy, correct?
Just a renaissance man.
You are indeed. Well, what do you have for the listeners today when it comes to mortgage information?
Well, the Dodd-Frank Act is the cornerstone of the government's response to the mortgage meltdown and the alleged causes of the recent recession. It attempts to regulate almost every area of the financial marketplace, from credit swaps and credit cards to mortgages. For mortgages, it sets a standard for lenders to retain some of the risk of mortgage lending by keeping skin in the game. Basically, this says that lenders in certain types of mortgages must maintain a reserve for a portion of each loan. For example, for a $200,000 loan, this might only be $10,000, but if you multiply that over the thousands of mortgage loans that are made every day, you'll see that there's a magnitude of the problem, which will result in four or five banks controlling the whole mortgage world. Dodd-Frank is supposed to be enacted later this year, but it's under review by many sectors of the federal government today. While some regulation may be required to prevent the excesses of the last 10 years that led to this disaster, the consolidation of the mortgage market in the hands of a few large banks who have exhibited mass ineptitude in the world of foreclosures and short sales certainly spells future disaster. The tightening noose of regulation seems to indicate mortgages will become more expensive and harder to get, which starts to appeal to my mantra, now is the time. Now is the time to buy because you can get a loan, you can get a loan at a good rate, and you can buy a house that is reasonably priced. So, you know, I say all to all those people out there who are listening that they ought to get in line now rather than waiting until later.
Yeah, I think you're right, Andrew, and we've been beating that horse into the ground, actually, that now is the time, good prices, terrific inventory, low interest rates, but as I want to give a little tip of the hat to the entire mortgage industry. As a broker, you bring a very, very useful perspective. There are a lot of banking institutions out there that play a major role here in the Santa Fe market, and we're delighted that they do. I'm sure you are as well. Regulation, you know, I used to work for the federal government. It's ever present, always there, and always going to be changing. So let's just keep our fingers crossed that it's not too onerous for those that are out there in the real estate transaction, correct?
Let us hope.
Okay. That's Andrew Hoffman, advisor to All Things Real Estate. As always, thank you for being here, and good luck today selling your own products to all the people who are going to show up here at Glorietta. I want to welcome back to the show my two special co-hosts for today's show, Steve Riemann, Santa Fe Area Manager of Fidelity National Title, and my broker colleague at Sotheby's International Realty, Ron Lando Brown. You know, Steve, I think Ron has outdone himself today in organizing this fabulous Gloria Community Open House. You and your wife, Angie, are out here. You guys are already having some fun, aren't you?
We are indeed, and I suspect Angie's already spent some of my hard-earned dollars. But, you know, that's why you come to community events like this, to mix with good friends, talk up real estate, enjoy some of the arts and crafts that folks are out displaying, and generally have a good Sunday afternoon. There's not any football or anything else on TV, so you might as well enjoy it.
That's
outside.
Right. Well, the big sporting events occurred, there were a lot yesterday, but from a college standpoint, we now know who the two teams are going for the national championship tomorrow night. Geno Thompson, my producer, I know you're rooting for Butler. You can't say anything over here, I know. So you picked that, I think, long ago in the brackets. Good for you. Steve, I'm going to introduce Ron Lando Brown a second to talk about the two buildings that are part of this listing of his, but I always like to get your commentary, because you have your finger on the pulse of real estate. Where do you think the market is right now, and where do you think we're going over the next 30 to 60 days?
I think it's a very good market. It's actually pretty brisk. Showings are up, contracts are up, and irrespective of Andrew's comments with respect to financing being difficult, etc., we're seeing a whole new groundswell of personal financing. Transactions being made between buyers and sellers with seller financing, etc. We're hearing a lot of activity sort of off the grid from the conventional mortgage industry. People are making transactions between themselves and moving away from conventional banking with respect to financing opportunities. It's made for a brisk time. Like I said, contracts are up. A lot of cash deals out there right now.
Right.
People taking advantage of good pricing. We're very encouraged. We actually, at Fidelity, we had our largest month in the past couple of years, this past month in March. So we're very excited about the market. You know me, I'm always bullish.
You are, but you're also not Pollyanna. You're accurate. And one of the things I want to talk about later with you is a front page story in the Santa Fe, New Mexican today regarding the shift in population,
right,
and how that's impacting on our business. So we'll hold that for the second half of the show. Ron Lando Brown, my colleague at Sotheby's International Realty. Let's frame for the listeners two things. One is what they can expect when they come here today, fun and otherwise. Well, I guess it's all fun, but music and food, and well, that's what I mean by otherwise. But also, too, I want you to talk about the listings, the properties that we're sitting at here in this fabulous park-like setting. So first of all, what's going on here today?
Well, first of all, we are calling it a community open house. We've invited the entire community to participate. We're giving a free booth space. We've got just about every kind of arts and crafts that you can imagine going on here today. And if you're listening to this broadcast and you're in the Santa Fe area, now's the time to jump in your car. At 2 o'clock, we have a historian coming to speak about the Battle of Glorieta and the old Santa Fe Trail.
Mm-hmm.
So we're looking forward to that. That's going to happen at 2 o'clock. So if you're a history buff, now's the time to head out this direction.
And as the organizer of the event, I think I will give you a pass on this, but Ron has got to be one of the first people to have a hot dog, which they're giving away free today. It's sitting right in front of us here. But that's good thinking because you're going to be busy the rest of this afternoon, so you got your food early.
I had to sample hot dogs. They're really good.
Very good. And they are free, so come on out here again. This is Renati's Restaurant. On Route 50, take exit 299 off of Interstate 25 North. Before I go to a break here, Gino Thompson, I want to give Ron a couple of minutes to talk about these two buildings that are part of this listing that people will see today.
Well, this property that we're holding the open house today for years was known as Renata's Restaurant. It was probably the most successful restaurant ever opened in the Glorieta Pecos area. I still have people stop me almost daily and talk about the great food that Renata served here for many years. Renata is putting the property up for sale. The property includes a 900-square-foot restaurant, seating for over 40 people. It's got a full kitchen. Next door is a 1,900-square-foot art gallery. And Hub Miller's going to be coming out in a minute. Hub has been operating an art gallery in there, I think, since about 1996. Very successful business. So the location here is just a couple of tenths of a mile right off the exit, 299. It's easy to get to. There's about 200 foot of frontage included with the property, about three-quarters of an acre. And as you said, Ray, it's a beautiful park-like setting. My imagination just runs wild when I see all the possibilities that a person could do with this structure.
Well, excellent summary. Steve Reiman of Fidelity National Title, I got to take a break here in about 30 seconds. But from your standpoint as a professional in the title insurance business, this is an interesting kind of commercial setting. I don't know how many transactions you have in that realm. I know most of them are residential, but from your eyes as a professional in the business, what do you think about this commercial setting?
Great investment property. It's got a wonderful feel to it. It's not your typical, straight up and down sort of property. This has got some fun to it. The buildings look great. The opportunity to operate a restaurant in this environment is a classic opportunity for people who want to step aside a little bit from Rat Race America and the home, host a warm, cozy restaurant setting. This is a fun place to be today.
Well, a good summary of where we are and why people ought to come out today. Again, I invite you to come on out here to Renata's Restaurant here on Route 50 in Glorieta. Take I-25 North to exit 299. Gino Thompson, let's take a break here on All Things Real Estate. When we come back, we're actually going to talk to the famous Renata Cornell. She's somewhere around here, right behind me, I think. And so stay tuned, and please join us out here today. Ron Lando Brown is hosting this event. He'll be here for all the afternoon. Lots of artwork, lots of artists, lots of musicians, free food. Why shouldn't you be out here today? Stay tuned. We'll be back in a minute.
There are important reasons why you choose your realtor, lender, and other real estate professionals. There are important reasons why you should be discriminating in your choice of title companies, too. The top recommendation? Fidelity National Title Insurance Company. Fidelity National is the nation's giant of title insurers with a personal Santa Fe approach. Our services are customized to meet the particular needs of each and every person and each and every property. With Fidelity, your transaction runs smooth and safe with no surprises. Choose experienced knowledge professionals to assist you with your real estate questions and transaction needs. Call your friends at Team Fidelity at 505-995-8800 or email us at our free and confidential question and customer service department, Santa Fe at FNF.com. Choose wisely. Choose Fidelity. You'll appreciate the difference.
The Genevieve Chavez Community Center invites you to get fit for life. Join now through April 23rd and you'll enjoy a free fitness assessment, a $30 value, 2 free fitness classes, free skate rental, 50% off room rental, 3 visits to the GCCC play zone, and a free t-shirt, all for a low $20 initiation fee and just $30 per month. Choose Salvador Perez Pool or Fort Marcy Complex for just $25 a month, or all 3 for $35 a month. Visit ChavezCenter.com for all the details.
Now, here's your host, Associate Broker with Sotheby's International Realty, Ray Post.
Okay, welcome back to All Things Real Estate. This is Ray Post, and I am here today at Renata's Restaurant, which is located on Route 50 in the glorious town of Glorieta. Take I-25 north if you're coming from Santa Fe, and take exit 299. And I now want to welcome a very famous person for this community, a special guest of ours, someone who knows a lot about what's going on here, Renata Cornell, a well-known business leader here in the Glorieta area, and the owner of the former and famous Renata's Restaurant, which is serving as the backdrop for today's show. Welcome to All Things Real Estate, Renata.
Thank you very much. I operated the restaurant for 14 years, and I had never done a restaurant before. I used to do accounting, and I was kind of burned out on desk jobs. And this opened up next to my house, where I'm still living. And it was it just kind of fell into place. The person that did the renovation and turned it from a building supply storage shack into an operating restaurant. It took a lot of work, and he did a good job. I knew nobody. He knew everybody, so I was very fortunate.
Well, and you actually made your way here through Cologne, Germany. That's where you came from, and as you said, it was sort of a roundabout way of landing in Glorieta, New Mexico, sort of an interesting story, I'm sure. How did that happen?
I first ended up in Chicago over 40 years ago, and then I lived in Louisiana. And from Louisiana, I moved to Dallas. And from Dallas, I kept visiting Santa Fe because I liked it. I would come in the summer for the opera and in the winter for Christmas, which is very special in Santa Fe. And then it became harder and harder to go back to Dallas, and then I finally made the move.
Uh-huh.
And so I started out with an accounting job in Santa Fe, but I was restless. I was already living in Glorieta, and then this building opened up. And I always enjoyed cooking, and nobody really knew how to cook German food, and I did. So that is kind of what I then ended up doing.
Uh-huh.
And the first year was a little slow, which was good in a way, because we could get our feet wet and see what worked and what didn't, and also get the right people to help. And then we got a couple of write-ups in the paper, and then it just practically exploded.
Uh-huh.
And then especially after an article comes out, then you have just scores of people on your doorstep.
Right.
And then that evens out a little bit, and but it steadily grew.
Uh-huh.
And many times, having only 40 seats, we had to send people away because if they didn't have a reservation, because we just couldn't handle it.
Right. Well, and Steve Raymond of Fidelity National Title, who's co-hosting the show with me today, referenced this before we took the break, that someone who is a prospective buyer out there sort of might have the same feeling you had. You got restless. You were in accounting. Steve, similarly, someone who's listening to the show today who might actually be here in the audience, might find that they want to no longer be an accountant or a butcher or a candlestick maker or whatever, and they want to run a restaurant. So from your standpoint, Steve, we're sitting in a great place, right?
What a great opportunity to sort of step away from the world, and as Renata took her liberty as well to step away from books and sharp pencils to come out to Glorietta and cook some home-cooking German food. That sure
smells good, right?
Smells good. Makes me feel good, I can tell you that.
It
would really be a fun place for someone to come out and step aside from busy America and make their own comfortable, warm way in the world.
Well, on that score, Renata, and you were about ready to say something, I think, what's it like then working with the people here in Glorietta? And I'm actually going to put him on the spot. He's not on the mic right now, but no one's going to hear this. What's it been like to work with Ron Lando Brown, my colleague at Sotheby's International Realty?
Ron has been extremely helpful and brought the whole sales program to a different level.
Uh-huh.
With the advertising and the pictures and the movies he took, and also to arrange for this event, which took some preparation, and just the very idea of it. Nothing like this has ever been done in an effort to sell the property. And looking at the turnout, it is very successful.
Well, as real estate brokers, we always like to have happy sellers, so I'm glad that you're happy today, but for many reasons. As I said before, question, what's it like working with the people here in Glorietta for the benefit of someone out there who's maybe not familiar with the community but might be considering coming here and putting an offer on this property?
Well, a lot of the native people from Pecos and Glorietta are a little bit suspicious at the beginning because you are an outsider, and in my case, I was a foreigner with a foreign accent, and so that it took a little getting used to. But once they like you, they really like you, and they help you, and I have had so much help from local, like plumbers and electricians, and if I needed somebody, they were there. But another thing is, anybody who would come in and open this as a business, at least there is now the footprint of a business.
Uh-huh.
When I moved in, it was just a storage shack,
uh-huh.
and not public traffic. And we've had lots of traffic over 14 years, so there is already that footprint.
Uh-huh. And you've got a gallery here that's run by Hub Miller,
uh-huh.
who I will be interviewing in a little while.
Uh-huh.
That's been a nice, I suspect, was that open while you also had the restaurant operating?
No, I opened in 92, and he opened in
96. Right.
And so 4 years. But it has been a good symbiotic relationship, because
uh-huh.
people come here, they go there, or people go there, come here.
Right.
Having those two businesses on one lot has generated more traffic.
Well, I know that a lot of people that are sitting in the room here today, and we do invite you to come again over to Renata's restaurant here on Route 50 in Glorietta, which is off of I-25 North, exit 299. Enjoy some free food. All the artists that are here today, there's going to be music this afternoon. As Ron Lando Brown mentioned earlier, there's going to be a representative from the U.S. Park Service, I believe, who's going to be speaking about the Battle of Glorietta. So there are a lot of activities here. Bring the kids. Enjoy the afternoon. The weather is fine. But what I was going to ask, that was a long way around to my question, is a lot of people here are probably wondering, what's Renata going to do when she sells this?
Well, I plan to stay next door. My house is on a different lot next door. I love this area and the people, and I have lived here 20 years in the same house.
Uh-huh.
And so I intend to stay.
Oh, that's good.
And if there is another restaurant, I might maybe put one toe back in the water.
Oh, boy, well, that's music to a lot of people's ears. I'm sure, Steve Riemann, and I understand from Renata, Steve, that you actually do some catering work, though, on the side, don't you?
Just for friends at this point.
Well, and Mr. Riemann's automatically going to give you his business card because he wants to become a friend when he's heard about the food that you make.
Well, we just opened up a new office, so we're looking to host our open house, and I may have just found myself a wonderful German cook, yeah, to help with the food and the catering, yeah. It'll be wonderful, yeah.
Yes, and actually, let's pause for a moment there and remind the listeners, Steve, that you did move from your fabulous location to an even better one. Where is that?
We're at 300 Paseo de Peralta, at the corner of Paseo de Peralta and Griffin Street, right in between Los Alamos National Bank and Carlos Gilbert Elementary School. It's been a fun transition. We're learning how to get along in the place just well, but it's made us very very tidy, very cohesive, which is we have a very cohesive group to begin with. And so we sort of have a very good flow for helping each other with files, responding to clients, and getting the work done in a better and more efficient way than we have in a while. So we're very excited about the move.
Well, Steve Rehman, one of the most respected people in the real estate industry in New Mexico, and a great company, Fidelity National Title. We're delighted to have you as partners with us on all things real estate. Renata Cornell, I've got about half a minute. What would you like to say to the people of Glorieta in your 30 seconds of commentary on all things real estate?
Well, I just thank the people of Glorieta and especially my neighbors nearby. They have been extremely supportive. They have been customers. And it has been a nice way of bringing the community together, because there really is no other venue in Glorieta where people can meet and get together. And when somebody asked me, where is downtown Glorieta, I used to say, this is downtown Glorieta. So, yes, I thank all the people, my neighbors, and the people in Pecos and Glorieta for their support.
Very nice. Well, this certainly is the epicenter of Glorieta today. We invite you to come on over here to Renata's restaurant, located at Route 50 off of Interstate 25 North, exit 299. Join in all the fun, free food, artists, music later on, lectures later on. Steve Rehman from Fidelity National Title and Renata Cornell, thank you so much for being on the show today. Appreciate it very much. And good luck with the marketing of this property by Ron Lando Brown. Anyway, Gino Thompson, let's take a break here on All Things Real Estate. When we come back, we're going to have another special guest join us, so stay tuned. We'll be back in a minute.
This is Ray Post with Sotheby's International Realty, and I want to tell you about the very special Canyon Ridge community located in Chama, New Mexico. Situated on nearly 6,000 acres with breathtaking 100-mile views of the Rockies and San Juan Mountains, Canyon Ridge ownership is limited to only 81 ranch home sites ranging in size from 10 to 60 acres. Home to a staggering abundance of wildlife, each ranch home site offers access to private recreational options, including fishing, hiking, and mountain biking, as well as equestrian facilities. Committed to the preservation of habitat and wildlife, approximately 4,000 acres of Canyon Ridge has been placed in permanent conservation. Featuring award-winning designs and abundant amenities, Canyon Ridge homes will be sited and constructed with an eye towards minimizing environmental impact while incorporating native materials to complement the natural surroundings. For more information about Canyon Ridge, please go to discovercanyonridge.com. That's discovercanyonridge.com, or call me, Ray Post, at 989-8900 and discover New Mexico's most exciting ranch home community.
Randy Rhodes.
I hate to say it because I'm in talk radio, and God knows I need this job. But, you know, it wouldn't be a bad idea to turn it all off. I'm sorry, but it's true. Enough already. Turn it all off. Turn me off. If that's what it takes to keep civility in this country, if that's what it takes for people to start talking to each other again, then so be it. And if I have to go down with that decision, then I will.
Randy Rhodes, weekdays 1 to 4 on Talk 1260 KTRC.
Hi, it's Ray Post of Sotheby's International Realty and host of All Things Real Estate, heard every Sunday at noon on Talk 1260 KTRC. If you want to buy or sell real estate and need a good partner to help you through the process, then call me, Ray Post, at 989-8900. That's 989-8900. Or you can email me at rpost@atreradio.com. That's rpost@atreradio.com, and I'll answer all of your real estate questions.
My name is Kira Sedgwick. Your children are never too old for you to talk to them about safety. The National Center for Missing and Exploited Children and Duracell are again partnering through the Power of Parents program to help provide families with tips on how to talk to your children, regardless of their age, about their safety, and new technologies that can help keep your children safer. Help protect your family by visiting powerofparentsonline.com today. It may be the most precious time you spend together.
Santa Fe's News Talk Leader, Talk 1260, KTRC. Now, here's your host, Associate Broker with Sotheby's International Realty, Ray Post.
Okay, welcome back to All Things Real Estate. We are today doing a remote broadcast from Renata's Restaurant on Route 50 in Glorieta. which is located at exit 299 off of Interstate 25 North. We invite you to come on over here. We've got artists galore. We've got free food. We're going to have musicians later this afternoon. We're going to have someone who's actually going to speak to the Battle of Glorieta later on as well. And lots of activity, so please come on over here, as well as take a tour of two lovely buildings that are located in this park-like setting that my colleague Ron Lando Brown is actually marketing. So again, join us. Before we go back into the show, I want to remind you that Stevens Consignment Gallery has been providing estate sale, consignment, appraisal, and retail services to the people of Santa Fe and northern New Mexico for nearly 30 years. Realtors and their clients have trusted the gallery as a great resource for home staging, sales, preparation, and estate sale liquidation services. Stevens has actually scheduled estate sales for April 9th off of Old Taos Highway, April 23rd off of Old Las Vegas Highway, and in mid-June at an estate located in Tusuki. For more information, please call my good friend Stephen Etrie at the gallery at 471-0802. Again, that's 471-0802. And also watch for ads about the estate sales and upcoming editions of the Santa Fe New Mexican. You can also stop by Stephen's Consignment Gallery today at 2701 Cerrillos Road and learn more about these fabulous estate sale opportunities. I want to welcome back to the show Ron Lando Brown, my colleague at Sotheby's International Realty. And we are joined, I think, Ron, by what we would consider to be a very special guest, someone who knows the landscape here quite well. We have the famous Hub Miller, who is an architect and artist here in Glorieta. Hub has this structure here, the gallery, and is actually marketing some of his art today. So we invite you to come on over. Hub, welcome to All Things Real Estate. It's a delight to have you on the show.
Thank you very much.
I need to have you move up just a little bit closer to the microphone. You're an artist with quite a bit of renown here in the community. You've been here since 1996. What has made your experience here in Glorieta rewarding?
The increasing awareness of the electric atmosphere.
That's a good way of putting it. And have you known Ron Lando Brown, my colleague, for some time?
Well, I guess it's been a few weeks now.
It seems like a lot longer, probably, in a good way, I'm sure.
In a very good way.
Yeah, now Ron is actually marketing not only the former Renata's restaurant here that we're sitting in, but also your gallery, which is, describe that gallery for us. It's a lovely structure, but how large is it, Hub?
1936 square feet, a little over 2,000 square feet, 12-foot ceiling, pretty big, wide open space.
Right.
With some internal storage as well. And turns out to be the kind of working environment I like, but it should because I designed it and built it.
There you go. And you've been there again since 1996.
That's correct.
Ron, from your standpoint as a broker, people have a lot of opportunities with Hub Space. It could become another gallery, but it also could have other mixed-use possibilities, correct?
Well, as Hub mentioned, it's got high ceilings. It's very open. It lends itself to unlimited possibilities. A person could have a live and work area combined, workshop, gallery, any number of possibilities.
Uh-huh. And, Hub, I assume that over the years you've gotten to know the people here in Glorieta, besides the electricity you were describing before. Talk a little bit about the people in this town. Enjoy working with them. A lot of them are obviously your clients as well, I'm sure.
Well, I found them to be very friendly and open and helpful and seem to share my enthusiasm for the type of environment that this represents.
And I guess one of the questions, if we can pry a little bit on the radio here, there are only thousands of people that are listening, so whatever you say, they'll know about it. But what are your plans once Ron is successful in marketing the property here?
To do it all over again.
Great.
However, my plan is to take the three uses that the building has for me, make them separate buildings.
I see. And how would you describe your art? What's the medium? And
well,
if for people come today, they're going to see it, but how would you describe your art?
What they'll see today is a series, beginning of a series called Shrapnel, which is canvas, not on stretcher bars, but directly on the wall, made from pieces of other paintings. Interesting. And things as far out as gopher mounds, pine needles. However, I wouldn't go too far down that road because being a Gemini, I have two aspects to my mental outlook and my view of the world. One is rational, one is irrational, and my artwork is becoming increasingly irrational.
I see.
And the rational side stems from the architectural, the very tight, very precise drawings, the fine detail, where the paintings are going farther and farther out the other way.
Interesting. So a nice blend of the rational and the irrational, obviously, and I invite people to come out here. You're going to see exactly
what... They will see it all.
Hub Miller is describing his artwork. He's among the artists that are displaying here today. Lots of activity. Again, we've got free hot dogs. We're going to have some music later on. Mr. Steve Riemann from Fidelity National Title is here as well. You can talk about title things. You can talk to Ron Rando Brown about these two beautiful buildings in this park-like setting. So, again, we invite you out here to Renata's Restaurant, located at Route 50 off of I-25 North at exit 299. So come on out here. Hub Miller, thanks so much for being on All Things Real Estate. Good luck with your next endeavor, and good luck today with marketing some of your art.
Well, thank you.
Steve Riemann, I'd like to invite you on back here to join us on the show with Ron. Why don't you sit down there as well? And while we're doing a little bit of chair shuffling here, I want to take a moment to tell you about Santa Fe's own Westgate Properties, which specializes in the management of multi-tenant commercial properties and homeowner associations. Westgate Properties has the goal of promoting community through highly responsive management and with the aim that quality of life and work, which we're sort of blending today here at Renata's Restaurant, and the value of their clients' investment is improved. For more information, call Tom Simon at Westgate Properties at 995-3134. That's 995-3134. I also want to tell you about the highly regarded institution Santa Fe Trust, New Mexico's largest independent trust company. Santa Fe Trust offers a full range of products and services, including personal, custodial, life insurance, real estate needs, and charitable lead trusts, as well as private foundation administration. For more information, please call Kathy Roberts, the CEO, who was actually going to be here today. But, Steve, she called me and she said that one of your lumbars is out of whack and you don't have someone to put it back in, so I guess she couldn't make the trip over. Kathy, I know you're listening to the show. I hope you feel a lot better. Thank you for being a supporter of All Things Real Estate, and I want to invite people to check out Santa Fe Trust by calling Kathy and her colleagues at 984-2700. That's 984-2700. Hub is an interesting person to have here as someone running this gallery, and his property offers up so many different possibilities for someone looking at commercial space here in Glorieta. Have you had any other suggestions from people about how they might want to use it if they purchase it?
Well, this the property that Renata sits on is 3/4 acre with almost 200 feet of road frontage, but next door there's over 3 acres of land that is available for purchase, and next door to that is another 2 1/3 acres that's currently on the market by Sotheby's. So a person, if they wanted to put a large development in, possibly even a hotel, party store, service station, an entire food service operation, unlimited possibilities out here.
Well,
and this is one of the last large commercial parcels along I-25 that you could do something like that.
Well, you sort of stole the words out of my mouth. I was going to ask Steve Riemann. Again, Steve has a very keen eye about these kind of real estate opportunities. Being so close to Santa Fe and being right off of I-25 makes this commercial property, in my view, incredibly more valuable.
The closer the escape is to the metropolitan area, the more resources and more people, et cetera, and more opportunities for activity. So here we are out in a wonderful community setting. But let's be frank, 10 minutes down the road sits one of the popular destinations of the world. So, you have the best of all things right here.
Mm-hmm. As always, put much more poetically than I ever do it, Steve Riemann of Fidelity National Title. Ron, any other thoughts for the listeners today about some of the other things that they can see when they come out to this Glorieta Community Open House?
Well, I'm a history buff. I've been reading history since I was a teenager, and that's more than a couple of years ago. And the Park Service coming out today is one of the most exciting things for me. I'm anxious to hear more about the local history. It's a beautiful setting, and they're going to invite people to come on personal tours in the park setting at other days other than today. But today you'll get a thumbnail sketch of what the Park Service has to offer.
Well, and unfortunately they're going to be here after the show concludes. I really wanted to have them on air with us, but as a history buff, for the listeners' benefit, what time frame and why is the Battle of Glorieta so important to our history?
Well, the Confederate Army came north looking for a couple of things. They were looking for a resource for gold and silver to fund their army, the Confederacy. And they came up the Rio Grande River and flew the Confederate flag over Santa Fe, and they got as far north as Glorieta when Colonel Shivington came down from Colorado with some volunteers, and they had the famous Battle of Glorieta. The Park Service will do a much better job of describing
well,
that.
Well, that was a very good job. And the outcome, I'm sort of on the edge of my seat here. The outcome of the battle was?
Well, Shivington was hailed a hero because he split his troops up. He attacked the supply wagons, unbeknownst to the Confederate Army, burned all the supplies, while the other half of his troops fought the Confederate soldiers. And when the Confederates found out that all their supplies had been burned, they hightailed it out of New Mexico.
Wow.
The battle was pretty much over at that point.
So
Shivington was hailed a hero at that point, mm-hmm. but as history now knows, Shivington was also a villain in his famous Battle of Sand Creek, where he massacred a lot of innocent people.
So it's a double-edged sword, but it was a Union victory on that day at least. Well, I'll tell you what, that's a great synopsis of the Battle of Glorieta. We invite everyone to come out today to Renata's Restaurant and hear the complete story from the Park Service representative. That'll be later on this afternoon. There are also artists out here, and we're not running out of supplies here at Renata's Restaurant. We've actually got plenty of dogs and potato salad and the whole nine yards, so come on out here. It's all free. You can also browse, as I said, some artist offerings. So Gino Thompson, my producer, let's take a break here on All Things Real Estate. When we come back, we'll go into our famous Open House of the Week segment and conclude the show with some commentary from Steve Raymond of Fidelity National Title. Stay tuned. We'll be back in a minute.
Filled diet could give you energy to hit that grand slam. Run, throw, think, eat better. Can your food do that? Find out at smallstep.gov.
A public service announcement brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and the Ad Council.
Talk 1260, KTRC.
Welcome back to All Things Real Estate. This is Ray Post with Sotheby's International Realty, and today we are doing a remote broadcast from the famous Renata's Restaurant. Actually, it's the former Renata's Restaurant, but it's still a famous location. Located at Route 50 off of I-25 North at exit 299, we invite you to join us today. I have Steve Reamer of Fidelity National Title, my co-host today, and we're talking up all the things that are going on here. There are artists that are exhibiting their works. There will be musicians later on playing for your entertainment. There'll be a representative from the U.S. Park Service talking about the Battle of Glorieta. And we have free food, so what's the reason not to come out here? I'd say get in your car right now, bring the kids, and enjoy this afternoon. And by the sound of that music, you know that we actually have reached our Open House of the Week segment. And today we're doing an open house from my colleague Juan Lando Brown's listing. This is a commercial listing, two fabulous buildings here in a park-like setting. And I want to remind you that this Open House of the Week segment is always brought to you by our good friends at the professionals at Wynn Home Inspections. Check them out. They are supporters of All Things Real Estate. You can go to www.allthingsrealestateradio.com and check out Wynn Home Inspections. Steve, a couple of issues that sort of relate to your world, and I referenced one earlier, and that is that there was a front-page story in the Santa Fe, New Mexican today about the latest census figures done every 10 years, of course, and that the huge shift in population in Santa Fe proper, though the county is mirroring that shift as well as far as population growth. But it's shifting south, east. The southern part of the city is becoming much more populated. My question is very simple. Is that tracking with what you have seen as far as settlements, closings at the title company?
Absolutely right. The shift into the southwest part of town has clearly been going on for a number of years and continues that way. It seems to me that Santa Fe lives in the southwest part of the city. We all come downtown to enjoy the finer things of a city like Santa Fe, but certainly the communities from Rodeo Road to Richards Ave, the populations move towards the community college out there, and some of the commercial stuff is now coming on to service those with the new Walmart and those sorts of things. Angie and I just commented last night driving through that part of town that traffic's always busy in the southwest part of town because Santa Fe lives there and Santa Fe shops there and everything else.
Right. And I think that that's probably a trend that isn't going to change. It's only going to increase over time, and probably 10 years hence we're going to see an even greater population growth in that part of the city and the county. Another issue that's actually getting a lot of attention from you, Steve, is on your radar screen, are the number of transactions that are actually privately financed as opposed to using lenders. Now, we know because lending is a more difficult proposition for buyers today, that's part of the reason, but there are other reasons, aren't there?
Yeah, there are. It seems to me that there's a rebellion against institutional lending, if you will, and some of the mortgage companies. We see a great many people sitting at closing now willing to finance their own transactions, sellers willing to finance, buyers looking for outside sources of investment capital for their purchase monies. It just seems to me there's a groundswelling of off the charts or away from the mainstream lending that's facilitating a lot of transactions. You can actually hear at the closing table, folks saying, well, good, we can do this without a bank. And it's a remarkable trend. I think that any time you see more regulation, obviously, there's going to be a rebellion in the opposite direction. And especially in a setting such as this, Ron, where private financing would be a great way for someone to get into these transactions. The cost of private financing is coming down. The willingness to engage in private financing, because folks realize it's about the relationship between the folks and between people rather than it is a relationship between and my whoever knows named institutional lender.
Right. And again, similar to the population shift, we only see that increasing over time, mm-hmm. The use of real estate contracts and private financing for all the reasons that Mr. Riemann cited. I've received a number of emails, and I'm sorry, we're just not going to have time to respond to all of them, but one of them did come in, Steve, and I want to throw this to you before I reintroduce Ron Lando Brown. Ray, my husband and I are thinking about selling. I have heard about doing a home inspection before listing a property to discover any problems a buyer might find with a house. Does Steve have an opinion on whether meeting with a title company before listing also makes sense? It's from Martha. Martha, thank you for listening to the show.
Absolutely. Great question, and the answer is affirmative all the way around. First of all, with home inspections, there's so much negotiation going on properties under contract once the buyer does his inspection or her inspection. And so to equip the seller with a little bit of information of what they might anticipate with respect to those repairs is really a great opportunity for a seller to be able to get their hands around what they might anticipate. The same with title. There are any number of things that can delay a transaction. Sellers need to know that they are fully marketable, that their homes are fully marketable, they can get their homework done, if any, to clean the transaction. Those are courtesy meetings that we do. We never charge for them. But those are courtesy meetings. If someone can come into Fidelity, we can look at your title. We can make sure that you are perfectly strategized to convey your property without any hiccups, because the buyers today don't want any hiccups. There's enough tension and enough difficulty in these transactions nowadays that the more problems or difficulties that we can eliminate in advance, the way better the seller off.
Well, I want to thank you, Martha, for that email, by the way. I want to invite everyone to come on out here again to Renata's Restaurant, located at Rue 50 off of I-25 North at exit 299. Not only can you talk to Mr. Steve Reiman of Fidelity National Title about your own title questions, but you can enjoy the artists that are here. We have some free food. There's going to be music later on. And Ron Lando Brown, I want to give you the last couple of minutes of the show. I know you are very appreciative of the Park Service for having Patricia Lanahan coming later on to talk about the Battle of Glorieta, but we also want to thank your good friends at Del Norte Credit Union because they played a major role in helping you organize this event. Yes?
That's very true. Jerry Bishop, I think, is going to try to be out here from Del Norte Credit Union. And Del Norte actually has a large poster here today promoting one of their foreclosures in Glorieta area. It's a great buy, and if anybody wants to stop by and pick up information on that, I've got their brochures here to hand out for them until they get here.
Mm-hmm. Ron, about the last minute or so before the show closes out, any last thoughts for the listeners about why they should come here today besides all the entertainment, the free food, but what about these two properties?
Well, the two properties are very unique. It's seldom where you can get two commercial structures on one piece of property. As we mentioned earlier, the easy access to I-25, we're only 15 to 20 minutes into Santa Fe, but yet it feels like you're in a whole different world out here. It's a very serene, quiet country environment, lots of great neighbors, people. And one of the things I like to do when I'm promoting an open house is get the entire community involved. And the people that are here today are representative of the type of people you find out here in the Glorieta Pecos area.
Well, good concluding remarks from Ron Lando Brown, my colleague at Sotheby's International Realty. Again, we invite you to join Ron and Steve Reiman of Fidelity National Title. By the way, Steve, thanks a lot for being my co-host today.
Always a pleasure to be here, Ray.
Well, we're going to be doing this a lot more over time, as we always do, and bringing your good commentary to the listeners. So please join us here today at Renati's Restaurant, located at Route 50 off of I-25 North at exit 299 for free food, artists, music. There'll be, as I said, a representative from the U.S. Park Service talking about the Battle of Glorieta. You can also tour Ron Lando Brown's two buildings in this beautiful park-like setting. Again, that's Route 50 off of I-25 North at exit 299. Gino Thompson, my producer, and Sarah House, my technician, who's having a little lunch here, as well as Kate and Debbie at Sotheby's International Realty. Thanks for giving our loyal listeners a very terrific show today. Thank you for tuning into the program, and please know that I would love to help you with your own real estate issues, so please call me at 989-8900. Again, that's 989-8900. So until next Sunday at noon, right here on Talk 1260 KTRC, I send you good luck and fortune in all things real estate.
Topping the news this hour, an 8-year-old boy was rescued today by a really weird magic trick. Witnesses say the child was being threatened by an abusive school bully.
Scott had Timmy pinned down on the ground, and he...